Time now to look through the window of baseball, and we're going to look across the bay where he is for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and the San Francisco Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you today?
Good. Yeah, I'm over here in Berkeley for Cal and Grambling, college football season opener, and I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, you know something? There's like a clock to our sports world, and you start going into September, and you start looking at magic numbers. And all of a sudden on Saturday, you have all the alum coming back and watching college football. There's that rhythm that I like it.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you get these weekends in September where, then the NFL starts next week. I mean, you got Saturday and Sunday football. You got Pennant Ray baseball going on. And, it's just sensational. And for a columnist like myself, I mean, there's so many great options coming up. I'll always opt for baseball number one, but. I'm going to be doing a lot of college football, and I really like the balance between the two.
I love it. I really do. I think it's a lot of fun. People with radios, when your team is in there and exciting, people with radios at the football game trying to catch up with the baseball scores. All right, a little controversy out of New York, which I think is really, I'm glad it's happening. The Mets are talking about maybe shutting down Matt Harvey a la Strasburg. And boy, everyone has learned from Strasburg, and you were on it all the way, Bruce, and saying, you don't do this, and how many chances do you have to get to that golden ring? But here's the Mets saying maybe Harvey will shut him down. Alderson's in the middle of it. The doctor's in the middle of it. And Harvey's in the middle of it, too. How do you like this controversy?
Well, it sounds like, I haven't read too thoroughly on it, but it sounds like the Mets and Harvey, want him to pitch. And Scott Boras, the agent, it's his property. He wants this guy to be making money for as many years as possible. He's favoring a shutdown. And somebody should just go tell him to, sit in a corner someplace and be quiet. I mean, the arms are fragile, but these are young guys, too. I mean, Strasburg may never get to the postseason, okay? And he was going to be in it that year. He was on his way, and they shut him down just idiotically because of something, what might happen. Yet that's not how it works in baseball. If you got a guy who's healthy and pitching well, you don't ride him into the 12th inning. You might monitor him a little bit, but you don't put him on the shelf. It's just he gets to a certain inning, and I'm like, oh my God! So it's like a pitcher gets 100 pitches, and oh well, it's over now. It's just incredibly stupid.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. And this is happening in New York, which makes it like atomic, which is really the best.
God.
It's atomic that this could be happening in New York. But the doctors, it's interesting. The doctors have backed off a little bit. The three that they've, Ken Rosenthal is quoting, we're not sure if it's 180 innings, if it can happen, we don't know. And they're backing off a little bit. And it's interesting. If I'm Harvey, I want to pitch. I mean, I'm the guy. And let's face it, the Mets could be, as I said, if the Giants could win the division, they'd be playing the Mets. The Dodgers are going to be playing the Mets, the way things look. And that wild card is going to play the Cardinals. So here you got Kershaw and Greinke, and you got Harvey. I'm sorry, you must pitch against Kershaw. No, I can't. It's 180 innings. I can't do it. You just can't do that.
Exactly.
They can't do that.
I could not agree more, especially if they play the Dodgers. I mean, they got DeGrom and Syndergaard, but, I mean, you're going up against two real studs there. Yeah, you may need to win that third game in the worst way, And it's just silly. I guarantee you all the guys on the Mets want him to pitch. Everybody who loves the game and follows the game wants him to pitch. And the doctors are right; they don't know. Nobody has any idea. He could throw the first pitch of the next game and be down for another surgery, or he could throw 120 pitches and beat the heck out of somebody. But you gotta take the chance. You gotta give yourself the chance to win with this guy.
Yeah, so we'll see. But again, it's all over the columnists in New York and MLB Network and everyone humanly possible within range of New York, within about 4,000 miles.
The Pope weighed in. I thought he had an interesting comment.
Really? The Pope said, what do you mean Harvey's not pitching?
Yeah.
Well, and plus he's not the Pope, but Harvey is the Dark Knight. He's got the whole New York mystique to him. So I love it. And, Bruce, I realize the Giants now are on the fringe of saying goodnight, as Don Meredith used to say, turn out the lights. But, this whole postseason thing, I think it's going to be very interesting. I really do. And we followed it, you and I, very closely. And, Arrieta today, another shutout through seven innings, three hits against the Diamondbacks. And you got Pittsburgh with Cole tomorrow night at 5 o'clock going against the Cardinals. Then all of a sudden you got the whole Mets story, you got the Dodgers story, and then you got St. Louis, a team with the best record in baseball, and I can't tell you why.
I know. I mean, the Giants have had so many injuries, and it's really killed them. It's absolutely put them to sleep. But the Cardinals, I'm not sure I'd have to take a hard look, but they've had a similar situation. They've had a bunch of guys go down, pitchers, key position players, and they, you know, they're always the Cardinals. They're always good, and this year they're especially good. But no matter how the postseason shakes down, whether it's the Pirates or the Cubs, I mean, I'd love to watch the Cubs go deep in the postseason. They just brought up the kid, Javier Baez, who I swear takes the hardest cut I've ever seen. He's even more wicked than Reggie Jackson.
Really?
This guy, you got to see Javier Baez. He's playing second base now. They brought him up. Unbelievable power. They brought him up last year, but he struck out so much they just couldn't afford to keep him around. But he's yet another one of these guys. I mean, they're going to wind up Rizzo, Baez, Russell, and Bryant in the infield, just four total studs, and Schwarber. If they get in, great. If the Giants sneak in, obviously that'd be great. But you know, I'd be looking forward to seeing the Dodgers as well and the Pirates. So the National League's going to be, to me, way more interesting than the American League. The American League wild card race, it'll be fun when it comes down, but it doesn't seem that compelling right now.
No, I think Toronto is the story. Maybe I'm wrong. Does Donaldson have like 112 RBIs? I think he's got some incredible amount of RBIs. And Tulowitzki struck out his last five times in games, but Encarnacion homers and Bautista homers again today, and Price wins his 100th game of his career. Toronto really, and you called this, Bruce, that it's tough to say that this team can't hit their way in, especially with Price leading the way.
Yeah, to me, they're on track for the World Series. They really are. I mean, they're the best team in the league. They're definitely the most dangerous. The hitting is just absurd. I mean, and Tulowitzki is going to get hot. He just will. He's way too good of a player to stay down. But, you know, they get Donaldson hitting ahead of Bautista and Encarnacion. You got Russell Martin in there. And like you say, David Price anchoring the staff now. There's some talk about Stroman coming back, a really talented guy who's been out all year. He's got a great, great arm. I mean, heaven help everybody if he comes back and is himself, because then the rotation is going to look great, too. So it comes down to Toronto and Kansas City in the American League.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, and plus, we're way ahead of ourselves, but, you know, once I start thinking about it, if Houston ends up playing Toronto, and I don't know how the matchups can go with wild cards and all that, but if Houston ends up playing Toronto, you've got that pitching staff against Toronto with David Price and Keuchel. How about that? Going head-to-head a couple of times.
Not only that, you know, you got Correa and Springer's back and Gattis, and that's another team like the Cubs, full of really good young players that are on their way up and going to be in their first postseason. That'd be terrific as well. Yeah, I forgot about Houston. I still think it's going to be Toronto and Kansas City, but I don't know why. That could be dead wrong there. But Houston's a really, really interesting team. You know, Altuve, very, very watchable team.
Well, plus they got the pitching. And, you know, well, I'll tell you, Kansas City's got 82 wins. Toronto's got 76. Houston's 74. So, you'd feel fairly good that Kansas City's going to be playing the wild card, and you're going to have Toronto and Houston opening up that series. And that will be interesting to see where it opens up. I think that may tell you who's going to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, so basically, as much as despair as the fans are feeling now, you know, I hope that the game seems to get more regional every year. Attendance is great around the league. Attention to the postseason isn't as nationwide as it was, but I don't know. To me, this year is going to be really, really special in October.
Well, because of social media and because every year everything is more is magnified. Where do you see the next presidential election? What's going to go on there? Really, the whole world has changed because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think baseball is going. And Rob Manfred, he's right, leading the charge. And you're going to see tremendous publicity around this thing. And they're marketing the young stars. And if Houston gets in, which they more than likely will, you got all those young stars to talk about. The Cubs young stars, the Mets, baseball couldn't hire Cecil B. DeMille to put this thing together any better than this thing's going to come out. I mean it.
No, I totally agree with you. There's so many great young players now. It's unbelievable. I mean, the kid from Cleveland, Lindor, he came up with the same kind of reputation as Correa, and he started real slow. Everybody kind of forgot about him. Now he's hitting about 310. He's making great plays. He'll just get another tremendous player. They're everywhere. And even with the Giants, I mean, it's not quite on the superstar level, but they bring in Kelby Tomlinson. Everybody's in love with this guy now. I don't blame him. He looks like a Saturday Evening Post cover, you know, and he's very fast. He jumps great. He looks like a librarian, but the guy's an incredible athlete, a really good hitter. And, you know, he's really helped him. He's not Joe Panic, but, yeah, I just think the infusion of youth in the game has just been terrific.
Well, you'd have, in years past, you'd have maybe one or two that would make it, and they'd push a veteran mm-hmm. out. This time it's just the opposite. You know, you got 200 making it, and maybe a veteran may push one of those guys out if it happens. So the game is, there's no question in my mind, the game has changed. Should we explain who Sisu B. DeMille is?
Movie mogul, king of the movie moguls. That's probably the quickest way to explain
it. He's not the Solly Hemus of movie.
Well, nobody's quite that big. I mean, you know, that's big. You want to talk big? You want to talk all the Hemus family?
All right, you were down there on Monday. Now, seeing the way the week has played out, and I commented just as I opened up today. Monday was the game I thought they had to get, and you know, for whatever reason, you know, it was coming on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I know you and I talked about this on Thursday, but the more I think about it, the more it just gnaws at me just a little bit of Peavy in the sixth inning of letting him give up that home run to Ethier. I just thought that was one game they had to get.
Well, yeah. I mean, he threw a bad pitch. And, you know, in Bosie's mind, one bad pitch doesn't get you out of the game necessarily. I just, you know, it was early enough. You got to figure the Giants are going to score again. Well, you know, they did get one more run to tie it up in the eighth. But they basically fell completely flat against the terrible Dodger bullpen. And that, to me, was the story.
Yeah.
Because that bullpen just went right back to stinking it up when they got to San Diego.
That's true.
You know, they did. And you can't play 14 innings and go that quiet. I mean, the PB thing was big, but it shouldn't have been that big. It shouldn't have been that big of a story, like even as it is today.
Okay. No, that's a good point. You're right. There are a million things in a baseball game that can turn a game around. And you look at that one, you say, why? But you're right. There's so many other things that can happen. Have you gotten to see Seager play at all?
Just on the highlights, it looks like he's about 12, but not when he hits.
Holy cow.
Or anything else.
The bat speed, my goodness.
Oh, man. What a pickup. I mean, he's in perfect timing. I mean, not that he's an outfielder, but, you know, Puig is out. Kike Hernandez is out now. Both of those guys might miss the entire month of September, I read this morning, Puig and Kike Hernandez. So this kid arrives right on time, and, you know, the future
there. I mean,
the
Giants have had so many injuries.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, I did somebody. You know, with Rollins and Howie Kendrick and Utley, you know, that's going to change.
Yeah.
And third base, you know, Justin Turner, that's on the lock. Either Seager is going to start for them next year, I think, somewhere in the infield.
Yeah.
And he really looks the part.
Another young player in the National League West.
Yeah, another one, yeah.
All right, well, enjoy the game today now. Who does Cal play today?
They're playing Grambling. They call them Grambling State now, but I go back to the days of Buck Buchanan and Willie Brown, Willie Davis, or the great coach. His name is escaping now.
Eddie Robinson.
Eddie Robinson. He was there like 100 years, and they were just fabulous, incredible marching band, great teams.
Oh, good.
They're Grambling State now, but they're not the same. The band is as good as ever, I hear, but the team has been a little down. Cal should win the game, but it should be fun. There should be a lot of scoring.
Well, terrific. Thanks, Bruce. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Marty.
All right, that's Bruce Jenkins. Boy, the Chronicle, always good looking through that window of baseball.